You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41 to 44. Then Elijah said to Ahab, "Go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain." So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. Then he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, "Go up now, look towards the sea." So he went up and looked and said, "There is nothing." And 7 times he said, "Go again." Then it came to pass the 7th time that he said, "There is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea." So he said, "Go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you." Sometimes we think that the forerunners in the scriptures, they had everything smoothly, but that we are struggling. It's as if God heard their prayers, but he doesn't hear our own prayer. It is not so. You will discover that the teachings of Christ with regards to prayer, the principles are found in the prayer of Elijah. The scripture says Elijah was a man of like passion. That means he was just like every one of us. And he prayed that it would not rain, and it didn't rain. And then he prayed that it would rain, and it rained. Now we are looking at how he prayed that it should rain. When he declared to Ahab that it was going to rain, I just thought that rain would just start coming. But he made that declaration and then went to the place of prayer. What does that tell you about his confidence in prayer? If it was you and I, what would you have done? You will have first preferred to go to the place of prayer to go and pray. And then when you see God now working, then you can go and declare it. But that was not what Elijah did. He declared to Ahab that it is going to rain. But then there was no rain and there was no sign of rain. He went up to the mountain and prayed. And while he was praying, he was looking for what he was praying for. He was expecting his prayers to be answered. And so because he had prayed, he sent his servant to go and check. There must be something, there must be a sign that it's about to rain. And that one came back and said, he didn't see anything. The Bible said they repeated this 7 times. Now here is where we are different. Because you have prayed and you can't see anything, you give up. You become frustrated. You become depressed. You say to yourself, "I've been praying on this matter for a long time." Sometimes you can even get angry at God. You can be offended at Christ. But he said, "Blessed is he who is not offended on account of me." Elijah did not give up, even though he looked like he was praying and nothing was happening. There will be a time when we are praying that God is responding to it, but in the immediate, we will not see anything happening. It will look as if everything is normal. It will look as if everything is ordinary. You know, it's like when you put water on the fire. There's a time when you put that water on the fire, the temperature just looks the same. It looks as nothing has happened, but just give it some time. So the fact that you can't see anything yet does not mean God is not working. And the fact that what you are seeing looks very small does not mean that God is not working. It could actually be that all that you need for you to know that is working. The point is this: don't give up on God in the place of prayer. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.